The brain, the mind, and philosophy. According to current neuroscience, the brain can do everything people once thought only the mind could do. Neurochemical reactions are responsible for everything about a person, including their complex personality traits. It's likely that immaterial souls, minds, and freely choosing wills do not exist. Consciousness is not a mystery, it's a pattern of natural and understandable neural activities. This understanding has implications for philosophy. While philosophers traditionally tackle big questions beyond other disciplines' reach, science has advanced so much that fewer questions remain unanswerable. Neurophilosophy explores the intersection of new neuroscience and traditional philosophy. Philosophy historically divided into two categories: natural philosophy, which focuses on the natural world, and moral philosophy, which considers how people should live. Science has largely replaced natural philosophy, which now seems outdated. Science is now uncovering insights relevant to moral philosophy. Neuroscience is a young scientific field. Historically, philosophers like Plato and Christian thinkers such as St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Augustine viewed the soul as a divine, immaterial entity separate from the body. However, modern neuroscience challenges the existence of an immaterial soul. René Descartes tried to explain how an immaterial mind could influence a material body by suggesting the pineal gland mediated between them. Today, neuroscience suggests that those who believe in an immaterial mind or soul as the seat of consciousness are likely mistaken. Why did it take so long for this idea to emerge? Firstly, neuroscience relies on technologies like Golgi stains and electron microscopes, which only became available in the 20th century. Additionally, neuroscience is a relatively young scientific field. While science understands much about how individual neurons function, it knows little about how neural networks operate, despite the brain being a vast neural network. Artificial neural networks, relying on computers, have begun to shed light on how physical networks might perform basic tasks like face recognition. The mind-brain connection. Cognition, consciousness, memory, and reasoning are being considered for reduction, though this scientific work is in early stages. Reduction in this context means explaining one phenomenon using another. For instance, reducing gas temperature involves explaining it through molecular movement. While science has not fully reduced cognition, consciousness, memory, and reason to neural interactions, it is making progress. Scientists have found correlations between neuron activity and various cognitive and mental phenomena, though many questions remain. Three hypotheses are considered. Mental activity is essentially brain activity and can be studied scientifically like any physical process. This idea is a major contemporary belief, but its proof or disproof depends on further advances in brain science. The existence of an immaterial mind or soul seems unlikely based on current scientific knowledge. 2. Cognitive science and psychology describe behaviors and mental abilities that require further study, such as learning, memory, and self-awareness. Neuroscience relies on cognitive science to identify what needs more explanation and to provide that explanation. 3. Understanding the mind depends on understanding the brain. This idea is debated, with some philosophers and psychologists viewing the mind as software, separate from the brain's hardware. They argue that understanding the brain's circuits is not sufficient to explain how software, like Photoshop, works. The origins of metaphysics. Metaphysics began as a broad science. Aristotle, its creator, never actually used the term. It was given to one of his untitled works by an editor, meaning the book after the Physics. In his Physics, Aristotle explored the observable natural world, why rocks fall but smoke rises, why balls stop rolling, and why fire heats. In Metaphysics, he delved into the unobservable, what fundamentally exists, whether Plato's idea of mathematical truth existing independently is correct, and similar questions. Metaphysics, to some extent, covers important questions from all sciences, which Aristotle called first philosophy. Interestingly, Aristotle believed that science would eventually answer metaphysical questions, viewing them much like other scientific queries. Later thinkers, however, concluded that metaphysics was a distinct study with unique, challenging questions and methods. Looking back, Aristotle's views on metaphysics seem accurate. Over time, scientific advancements in fields like physics, geology, and biology have reduced the scope of metaphysical inquiries. These sciences have answered many questions that Aristotle considered metaphysical. Some pragmatists even argue that foundational science cannot be based on metaphysics at all. Evolutionary biology's unique insights. Evolutionary biology provides its own explanations for the functions and traits of organisms, focusing on the drive for improved survival. This perspective challenges metaphysical ideas, such as the purpose of vision. Biology suggests that the visual system evolved for survival rather than simply seeing well. Sometimes, mutations lead to trade-offs between traits, like processing speed and accuracy, which contribute to human survival. Furthermore, biology challenges common notions about personality and the mind or soul. The evolution of the brain, driven by survival advantages, explains these concepts. This evolutionary process also accounts for differences between species, like the similarities and differences between human and dog ears or the presence of flippers in whales and arms in humans. Similar explanations apply to brain functions, including rational thinking, intense religious experiences, and emotions. Brain damage can impair cognitive function, and specific brain regions are crucial for memory. As brain science progresses, it moves closer to explaining some of metaphysics' most complex questions. Causality. Causes in the universe manifest in three ways. 1. Precipitating, like a cigarette starting a forest fire. 2. Predisposing, such as smoking increasing the risk of emphysema, and 3. Sustaining, for example, geothermal vents affecting Iceland's climate. For a long time, doctors believed stress and poor eating habits caused ulcers. But it wasn't until the 1980s that they realized bacteria was the real culprit. The stress felt with an ulcer was just something that happened alongside it, not the cause. In the 1700s, philosopher David Hume challenged the whole idea of causality. He argued that when we say one thing causes another, we're just replacing one mystery with another. All we really know is that one thing happens, then another follows. Hume thought causality was just a made-up idea to explain relationships that might not even be cause and effect. Causality is a big deal in brain science. We've found lots of correlations, like certain neurons firing in response to specific things. But we're still figuring out if these are actually causes or just things that happen together. Still, science tells us that the brain works like a causal machine, nothing happens in there without a reason. The concept of self in neuroscience. Descartes suggested that humans possess a conscious, immaterial mind and self. However, as Hume pointed out, such a self cannot be directly observed. Science has no continuous evidence to point to and declare, there, that is the self. Yet, people strongly believe in their own existence. When you take a moment to think, you have a sense of yourself. You're aware of your thoughts and the various perceptions that flow through your mind. For instance, if you kick a rock, you know your foot will hurt. Upon waking up, you know who you are. Neuroscience aims to explain what the notion of the self is and why the human brain would invent such an idea. Survival hinges on an organism being able to coordinate its needs, perceptions, and memories. It must connect the desire for food with the memory of where to find it and the understanding that certain things, like meat, are edible, while others, like one's own arm, are not. This basic understanding of what constitutes the self and what doesn't is crucial. An organism that fails to recognize its need for food, misinterprets its hunger, or eats itself would not survive. Therefore, the notion of the self evidently provides significant survival advantages. The brain in the notion of self. Brain activity is closely linked to our ability to form and maintain ideas about ourselves. Memory, a key aspect of self-awareness, illustrates this connection. Individuals perceive themselves as separate beings, yet also as part of families, communities, and society. Damage to certain brain areas can lead to the loss of memories crucial to self-concept. Similarly, some schizophrenics struggle to distinguish between self and non-self, perceiving their thoughts as external voices. Alzheimer's patients gradually lose their sense of self as they lose cognitive functions. For instance, anorexia, which can involve nervous system issues, can cause individuals to see themselves as overweight despite being underweight. The brain is responsible for creating the concept of self. This doesn't negate the reality of the self, but it suggests that the self isn't a separate, immaterial entity. While mankind's understanding of self may not be perfect, evolution doesn't strive for perfection but for functionality and survival. Epistemology. Epistemologists study two main questions. 1. What is knowledge? 2. How do we acquire it? Brain research plays a key role in answering these questions. Epistemology is divided into two main traditions, the a priori and the empirical. Brain science suggests that ideas are not creations of a non-physical mind. While idealism falls short in explaining everything, it's correct in suggesting that the mind doesn't simply mirror reality but constructs its own version of it. This doesn't mean external reality isn't real, but rather that the mind creates representations that match reality. The non-existence of a non-physical mind also raises doubts about other non-physical ideas, such as God and religion. Arguments for God's existence often rely on scientifically questionable ideas. For instance, some argue for God's existence based on the complexity of the world, suggesting an intelligent designer. However, natural selection shows that complexity can arise without an intelligent designer. First cause argument critique. Another argument is that God is the first cause of all other causes. But this supernatural first cause is no more plausible than an endless chain of natural causes. Some religions claim God's existence because he has revealed himself to a few individuals. Yet, experiences of divine contact can often be replicated with drugs, seizures, anoxia, or brain stimulation. Key points. 1. Neuroscience challenges traditional views of the soul, suggesting all mental activities are brain functions. 2. The brain's complex networks, now being unraveled by technology, are central to understanding consciousness and cognition. 3. Neurophilosophy merges neuroscience with philosophy, redefining old metaphysical and moral questions. 4. Evolutionary biology explains traits and behaviors previously attributed to metaphysical concepts like the soul. 5. The self is a survival mechanism, crafted by the brain to coordinate perception, memory, and needs. 6. Brain research is crucial in epistemology, revealing how knowledge is formed and challenging the existence of non-physical entities. 7. Advances in neuroscience reduce the realm of metaphysics, grounding philosophical inquiries in observable science,